All right, we're here. We're going to start the next story in the Gemara. So the first two stories were, we summarized last week, about the water. What about the curse of the water to spread over the earth, to cover over the earth, to conquer the earth, etc. And the other one is the karach of water to raise you high, the waves, etc. And those are the two karachas of water. Now we're going to talk about a different Yetzirah. A different Yetzirah. Now, the story is a strange story. Let's read the story. Amar Rabba. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana is walking. L'didi chazili, I saw it one time. Hurmin Bar Lilis. Now, Hurmin Bar Lilis is a shade.
Lilis is the mother of the shade.
What?
Lilis is the mother of the
Yeah.
shade.
So Hormuz is a shade, is a power of Ra. Bar Lilis, who's the son of Lilis, which is also another koach of evil, of Shadim. Kikaroit, he was running, Akufya the Shur de Mechuzah. On the ledge of the wall of the city of Mechuzah. So the city of Mechuzah has a wall. The wall has a certain thickness to it. And the shade was running on the wall. Okay? Biroit Parosha, and a horse was riding underneath it. Hirochim underneath it. Under the so the, on the wall around Machuzo, there was a shade called Hormuz Bar Lilis running along the top, and along the bottom was a horse. Virat Prasha, a horse. Kirochim Chiyusa Mitasei V'loyachalei. Underneath it was riding a horse, and the horse had a rider on it, and he was on the bottom of the wall. So the top of the wall was this shade running, and the bottom of the wall was the horse with the rider, and the horse with the rider could not keep up with the shade. Okay, that's the first part of the story. The second part of the story is Zimna Chadav Misargon Leitartik Kudunaisa Bekaiman Atre Gishri. We'll translate this later, but loosely what it means is, and then there's another time, there was two parts of the wall, and the shade was jumping from one part of the wall to the other part of the wall, juggling wine, and none of it spilled, and Oisayoyim, etc. The Malchus killed the shade, and that's hence the name of the book, The Juggler and the King. For anyone that was wondering where that came from, that's by Aaron Feldman's book. The title of the book on these Gemaras is from this line in the Gemara. He liked this one apparently. Okay, so as a matter of fact, he goes out of order, he works on this one first, but anyway, so. What in the world's going on here with this Hormuz Bar Lilis and why is Hormuz Bar Lilis walking along the top of the wall of Machuzah? So this is Gaonis over here from the Gra, and Ramash brings Shas in from every line of Gemara. I was like, they quote Gemaras. I never recognize the Gemara. Then on the bottom, they tell you where it is. Based on the bottom, I tried to find the page. Even on the page, I could barely find the Gemara. It's like a line sticking in. Anyway, in Yonai. What's going on? So now the gross starts like this. There's a paroiches between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, where's he going with this? I'm not sure this is getting even more interesting. So the diaphragm, the chotzer HaKavod, the membrane that holds up the liver, that is the symbol of the paroiches between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What?
In between one and one.
Okay. Now, what does that mean that that's the symbol between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So, Zokt the Gra. Shuhu Mavdil bin Klei HaKoil, Shuhu Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yuchud Latar Lutzvila, U bin Klei HaAchila, Shem Gamkin Kodesh, Humitzus HaSeik Mamer Hill. There's two parts of the body. The top, and we'll see why the Goyin is being mocked in this to the story. But there's two parts of the body. There's one is the elevated part of the body, the upper part of the body, which is on top of the Chatzar HaKavod, which is the lungs, the air, the airways, right? The airway of the person, and the everything which brings in the ruach and the neshama of the person. It's used for to project coil, which is tefillah and Torah. So that's the higher part of the person. And that is the elevated part. The lower part is the part that she's used for achila purposes, for eating and for eating, digesting, etc. So the lower half of the body. So the part that separates is right underneath the lungs, is the chatzar hakavod, the diaphragm. And the Gemara, the Zohar says that that's called the paroiches hamavdil. But zok de gra, why is it mavdil between kodesh kadoshim and kodesh? L'chayra, the bottom part of the body is not kodesh at all. The bottom part of the body is choil. The top part is kodesh, and it's mavdil between kodesh l'choil, not between the kodesh hakadoshim and the kodesh. So says the Gra, Shehu gam mitzvah. No, we believe that the bottom half of the body is also mitzvah. It's also used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the difference between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Kodesh HaKadoshim had no room for Gashmias. Gashmias was not shoylet there b'chlal. There was not even room. Even the Aron Kodesh didn't take up space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim was not meshubed to the rules of being a part of this world at all. A person was not allowed in there. Only Kohen Gadol one day a year during when he was fasting and he was a malach, then he's allowed to go in. Stamazoy Kodesh HaKadosh is not shayach to this world, it's not shayach to Gashmi's Gehel. That's Kodesh HaKadosh. That's the elevated part of the body, the Ruach, the Neshama. But the Kodesh is Kodesh. You do mitzvahs there, but what type of mitzvahs? The Lechem HaPanim is there, you eat over there, you eat in the Heichal, the Reach is there, the Or is there, the senses are Sholet there. The Kodesh is Kodesh, but it's where the senses are Sholet. So we believe that both parts of the body are used for mitzvahs. That's what the Gosa emphasizes. Klei HaAchila, Gam Ken Kodesh, Ki Hu Mitzvahs Asei, Ki Maimer Hillel. And he says stuff so esoteric is the word. Himaymer Hillel, the way Hillel says, Ligmol Chesed Lahada Aluvta, that we are here to be Goymel Chesed to the poor person. So you read this Gra, if I wouldn't have the bottom here, I wouldn't know clue what he's talking about. But he says that there was a story that Hillel was going to eat. So someone asked Hillel, he said, where are you going? He says, I'm going to be goyvel chesed to a lahadal lufta. He says, who's that? He says, my neshama. My neshama, I have to go be goyvel chesed. I got to go eat because my neshama is going to leave. My neshama is a machnes oirech. My goof is being machnes oirech. Doing a chnas orchid to my neshama. And if I don't eat, then it's going to leave. So I have to bring food to the neshama. So we view eating as a chesed with the alufta, the chesed with the neshama. So therefore, it is part of our mitzvahs. Now is where he brings in why he's bringing this in Bechlau. Because who are we talking about? We're talking about Hormiz. That's the name of the shade. Where else in Shas does it refer to Hormiz as the name of the shade? So it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. L'kach Omar Hahu Mino. So it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. So I'm going to bring up the Gemara here because you have to see the Gemara inside. What the Gra ends up like basing the entire piece on this Gemara. Okay? So the Gemara says the following, that there was a sorcerer of sorts that came to one of the Tanoim, and he says, look, you guys believe in God. Okay, look, I get that. I kind of do. What do you mean? I believe that half of me is God and half of me is not. Here's the Gemara. Let me pull it up. And this Gemara is the foundation of the whole shtickle, according to the Gemara. It's Gemara on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin. This one line here. Amar leham hu amgusha la meimar. So this amgusha, this sorcerer, said to meimar, mipalgach le'elah, the top half of your body, is le'eloi, de hormiz, is going to hormiz. Hormiz is the... They translate here the God of good. Hormiz was the shade which represented the koyach of goodness. Mipalga letasoi, the bottom half is de'ahormiz, is ahormiz. It's a different shade of ahormiz. So we have a part of the, so he says, look, you have half your body's good, half your body's bad. I'm relating Cain, so I remember said back, Hechi Shavak Le Ahormiz, the Hormiz, Lavori Mai Bare. So if I was Ahormiz, if I was Hormiz, and it's two separate powers, because you have the God of good and the God of bad and the God of evil. So if I was Hormiz and I owned the top half of the body, I would not allow Ahormiz to put food in the mouth to bring it through my Rishus into his Rishus. I don't want his stuff going through my Rishus. So what's the Maimar saying? Says, look, the girl, Maimar is saying there's a Parichas Amavdil, but both are Kodesh. The one is Kodesh Kadosh and one is Kodesh. So the food goes through, but it doesn't stay in the Kodesh. It goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It goes into the Kodesh. But this Amgusha got it all wrong. Right? So this Amgusha had it all wrong. He was saying that this is purely Kodesh, and this is, right, purely Chol, and we don't believe that way. Amle Yevshar. So the girl brings the whole Gemara. So he says, okay, so this Gemara teaches us that even the bottom half of the guf, which is our Hormiz's Rishos, is affected by Hormiz, is affected by the top half. That's what that Gemara is telling us. That even the bottom half is Kadosh, and it can be affected by the top half, which is symbolized by Hormiz. So he could affect. The top half of the goof could affect the bottom half of the goof. Aval yesh b'nei adam b'zok the girl can work for carrots. Shagam teirasan umaseyem einan elo lehispoyer. He could work the other way too. V'amur aleim b'zayah shein b'sitcha de'eriv rav bonov delilis ha'imrim nasa lanu shem b'ninan b'nei k'nishta. So the Zohar says that the children of Lilis is the mother of all Shaden. The children of Lilis, when they want to be in a good mood, what they do is they build shuls, they build even Sfarim and everything, and it's only for covered. It's only to make themselves a name. And it says, we'll make even a tower above it, Nasa Lanu Shem, just to make ourselves have a Shem. It's all for Gaiva and Kovid, and it's not for the Emes, and it's not for the proper reasons. So Zokt the Goyim, then who's Sholet? The Amimar was saying that we believe that the good Malach could be Sholet on the bottom half of the person. What he brought before, it's Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadosh, but it's also Kodesh. And forget the food goes through the Kodesh HaKadosh to the Kodesh. But he says, when Lilis comes in, then what Lilis does is, and he brings the bottom into the top. That even the top of the person, which is Torah and Tefillah and the good parts, the Neshama, becomes all full of Kavod and self-promoting oneself into just using it again as part of their taiva. So the challenge is that we have two halves of our goof. We have the half of our goof, which is the top half, and the half of the bottom. Amemar says, our avoda is to be sure that the top on the bottom, to be sure that even the achila, even the gashmis parts of ourselves is being used for avodas Hashem. But you should know that once Lilis is here, says Isaiah, what Lilis does is, he doesn't just say, see, it wouldn't be effective for the HR to just say, eat, 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 eat. You know why? Because people know deep down, they feel very unfulfilled when all they do is delve into gashmis all day long. So when someone just delves into gashmis all day and all night and they just want to eat more and indulge more, they feel good temporarily, but eventually they feel empty, they feel sick. They don't feel good about themselves. So the Yetzer Hara, if he wants to have a kiyum, will not say, hey, just indulge. Because we know that we have a nefesh and we have a seichel and we're eager to do more and more and more. That's the nature of a person. We want to reach higher. So what's the strategy? He brings himself up from the bottom half of the person into the top. And now even the reaching higher heights is being used to promote his own gaiva. And that's the strategy of the Itzahara. So he says, in a nutshell, we'll see exactly, but in a nutshell, what he's saying is that Ahormiz is When it says Hormuz here, it means Av Hormuz, I guess.
Yeah.
It, what?
That's Hormuz.
Yeah. So that's what the Gra says. V'zeu Hormuz ben Lilus, meaning to say that what's going on is here is that Rama Barbarchana sees that on the very top of everything, there's the power of Ahormiz, the power of the bottom shade, who's the son of Lilus, coming from the power of the Satan, is being shaylet. And just like we said in the last mashal, the gaiva brings to kas. So here it's the gaiva of using, of kavod, of using everything to promote oneself. And that's what's putting the person on the top. And that's what Rabba is seeing now. Okay, so we're going to have to continue. So what's the rider doing in the bottom, and then what's the juggler doing? We'll have to see that tomorrow. But that's the hakdama to this ma'isa. So powerful stuff so far. Okay? Shkoyach, Rabbi Yisai. Shkoyach. Shkoyach, thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Shkoyach, Adam. We'll see you all.
Good night.